Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Hello and thank you for joining us again on the Divorce Collective podcast. My name is Danielle Young. I'm the Senior Associate here at Collective Family Law Group. And today I want to just talk quickly to you about the importance of business valuations in family law matters. In family law matters involving division of assets, the valuation of businesses plays a critical role in achieving a fair and equitable outcome. Business valuations provide an objective assessment of the worth of the business and ensures that all parties involved in the family law proceedings have a clear understanding of its value. I've written an article over on my LinkedIn profile for those who prefer to read, but the purpose of this podcast is to go through while I explore the significance of business valuations in family law matters, highlighting the importance in property settlements and financial negotiations. A business valuation is a comprehensive assessment of the financial worth of a business entity. It involves analysing various factors, including the company's financial statements, its assets, liabilities, the market conditions, industry trends, and future earning potential. Valuations can be conducted by independent professionals, such as qualified business valuers or forensic accountants, who apply recognised methodologies to determine an accurate value. So what are some of the importance of business valuations specifically for family law matters? Well, first of all, it provides an accurate, or it assists in providing an accurate asset division. Businesses often represent a significant portion of the assets involved in family law matters. So valuations provide an accurate assessment of the business value, ensuring that it's appropriately considered during property settlements. That helps prevent the undervaluation or overvaluation of a business, ensuring a fair division of assets between the parties. Secondly, financial transparency. Business valuations enhance financial transparency through family or during family law proceedings. They provide a detailed breakdown of the business's financial position, including its income, its expenses, assets, and liabilities. That information enables both parties and the court to make informed decisions based on reliable and objective data. Thirdly, can identify hidden assets or income. Valuations conducted by independent professionals can help us uncover hidden assets or income streams within the business. This is crucial in cases where one party may attempt to conceal assets or manipulate financial records to gain an unfair advantage. A thorough valuation can expose such practices and ensure an accurate assessment of the business's value. Fourthly, negotiating financial settlements. Business valuations provide a solid foundation for negotiating financial settlements. By understanding the true value of a business, parties can engage in meaningful discussions, taking into account the business's worth when considering spousal maintenance, child support, and property division. Valuations facilitate informed negotiations and enable parties to reach a fair and equitable agreement. Fifthly, expert testimony in court. So in complex family law matters, business valuations may be used as expert evidence in the court proceedings. Valuations prepared by qualified professionals can be presented as evidence to support a party's position or to assist the court in determining an appropriate outcome. Expert evidence based on a thorough valuation provides credibility and helps help the court make informed decisions. So business valuations play a crucial role in family law matters, ensuring the fair and equitable division of assets. But by providing an accurate assessment of the business worth, valuations promote financial transparency, identify hidden assets or income, and facilitate informed negotiations and settlements. When necessary, valuations can also serve as expert evidence in court proceedings. Seeking the expertise of qualified professionals experienced in business valuations in the context of family law is essential to ensure the objective and accurate assessment, enabling a just resolution of financial matters. That was a really quick whirlwind one today, which is uncommon for me to stick within our little short snippet 6 minute increments, but hopefully that gave you some information and brought to the forefront of your mind if you've got a family law matter that involves a business, that you get it professionally valued so that we know what we're dealing with. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.